like the locomotive and Greyhound bus at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. I caught some serious fire there, and I feel bad for Taylor because he had to take the worst end of it. But you know, that's golf. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, going into the day, how'd you feel you were going into the last maybe potential 36 holes of this amateur tournament?
Obviously, I hadn't played my absolute best golf up until today, really, and I just kind of, you know, it's match play, so you're just focused on beating the guy across from you, and some days you get a guy that doesn't hit the ball as well, and so if you don't hit the ball that well, you can still come out on top, and so I guess my game just clicked in the right time, and that was today.
Your second round of the match play, it was ridiculous. What was the changes after lunch that you made that, what clicked?
I mean, I didn't change anything about, I mean, I didn't have any swing changes or anything. I just tried to, you know, stay completely focused through every shot and, you know, not try to hit a shot that's unnecessary. Just, you know, pick a yardage and commit to that. And it just seemed to work for me. And, you know, everything was looked up. Everything was headed towards the hole. So yeah, it was working.
Been in that kind of zone before? Or is this as good as it's been for you?
This is as good as it's been for me besides one 9 holes that I played at my own club. And it was a 29. I shot at my own club, and
not in a tournament.
But it was not a tournament.
Not
no,
the final
yeah,
of a state
no,
amateur,
yeah.
I mean.
This is by far my biggest performance on this kind of a stage for sure. I have felt that kind of locked in once or twice before, but it was not in something that meant this much to me. So.
So at some point during the day, did you just turn to your brother and say, "Can you believe this?" Or did he say anything? Did he say anything funny to you at all? Well,
no.
Like how good you played.
No, I think we both were just kind of like trying to ignore the fact that I was playing that good because, you know, they say the second you admit you're in the zone, you're out of the zone. And I just tried to act like that was how I play every round of golf that I've ever played, and just kept trying to hit the same shots over and over again and put pressure on Taylor.
It seemed like you found a way, and it was fitting at the end. You corrected a lot of your wrongs, rights. You end up parring the one hole where you're in the rough, and then you were close to being out of bounds the last hole that you end up chipping in to win. I mean, sum that up, I guess. How did you finish through that like that?
You know, well, again, it being match play, you gotta always know that you're never out of it, and I think part of the reason on hole 8 that I was able to come out of that okay was because I had seen it done against me a couple times the rounds before. And I had always, you know, it's a frustrating feeling when your guy hits a bad shot, you hit a good one, and you end up making the same score. And so I just thought, you know, hey, other people have done it. Why not me? Why can't I do it, you know? So I just...
You got to hit first to the green.
And I did, yeah.
Even though it was your third
Even though it was my third, yeah, I did. And so I guess, you know, the first one didn't come out as I would have liked, but I still, you know, thought, hey, you know what? Why not? You know, hit it on the green, and you're putting well, so maybe you can make a putt, and I did.
You're 2 feet from trouble on 12 in the morning round two.
Yeah,
it seems like every time you were close to being in real trouble, you weren't.
Yeah, I did. I definitely, the golf gods were on my side today for sure. Sometimes you get those kind of breaks or bounces, and other days you don't, and I guess today was just my day. You know, I got the right bounces, I got the right lies, the right yardages. Everything just was almost like it was written up before I did it.
So when you woke up this morning, what was the discussion with your brother about just the overall strategy? I mean, Taylor told me yesterday that you guys have played a fair amount of golf together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and some of the other junior stuff. And
I really wasn't sure what to expect today. I knew that Taylor, you know, he's playing great golf. He hasn't had a close match really all week, and so I knew, I was like, he's going to be making birdies, not going to be making real big numbers. I said, go out there, try and make some pars, get in a rhythm. The biggest thing for me is not shooting myself in the foot. When I can just play my own game and not give them any shots, I find myself in a lot better position, and that's a frustrating thing for a lot of guys, because if you're not making any mistakes on your end, you're making them have to beat you. And sometimes that's just enough. And It was today, yeah.
And how much of an effect did the fact that the wind didn't blow? And it was a little cooler than normal, a little overcast when you got started this morning. Did that help a lot for you, you know, being out here in western Kansas where most of the guys out here don't mind, you know, the wind a little bit?
I mean, I live in Kansas City, and so the wind is not near as, you know, consistent there. I have down days, but I have windy days. But I've always had pretty good wind game ever since I was probably a junior in high school. I'd always thought it was cool to see how low I could hit an 8-iron. How low can I hit a 9-iron and keep it like on a good ball flight? Right. And so I've always practiced those kind of shots. I've always practiced hitting low cuts and low draws, and that's kind of the way I practice, is just by teaching myself how to work the ball different directions and how to flight shots. And so when I came out here, you know, I kind of wanted the wind to blow myself, just because it brings in so many different. You're never going to be out of a match if the wind is not blowing.
Winning two championships like this summer, I mean, what's the feeling like? Does it seem surreal?
Yeah, it's obviously an awesome feeling. I love to win, as everybody does. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't have dreamed it up. You know, I knew I had a good chance of winning the junior AM. I think personally, I felt like I was one of the, you know, guys that were talked about probably to win that tournament. I was the oldest age group there. I'd played well the year before.
Looked pretty darn special.
Yeah. I'm sure tonight when I get home and I'm laying down in bed thinking about it, I'm sure I'll just it'll dawn on me how special today was and how special the way I played was, and given the circumstances, playing against, you know, Taylor, home course. He's got the whole city behind him, and it's a pretty special feeling right now, and even I think it'll get sweeter as the day goes on.